It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services, and we're going to visit with a friend of mine, Lisa Kuchemeister. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing great. Another nice week of weather.
Huh? Absolutely. It's supposed to be really nice this week.
That's right. Well, Lisa, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners here a little bit, and your job title and your job description at Johnson Memorial Health Services.
Yeah, sure. I'm the mental health therapist, and I work at Johnson Memorial Health Services at the clinic, and I also work at Madison Healthcare Services at their clinic as well.
Okay, good. So what's the subject today, Lisa?
Well, today we're going to talk about going back to school, because it's that time
of year, right?
Yep. Soon kids and parents are going to get back into the school routine. So today I want to talk about what could be making them nervous. Kids are dealing with so much more these days: the pandemic, trauma of frequent school shootings, and increased bullying, to name a few. It's scary, and it's something that none of our generations have ever seen before.
So Lisa, what are the signs and sources of anxiety in kids?
Well, anxiety can look different in every child, but here are a few signs of anxiety: appearing more clingy than normal, restless and fidgety, complaining of stomach aches or frequent headaches, changes in eating and sleeping habits, expressing negative thoughts or worries, getting upset or angry more quickly, having bouts of unexplained crying, struggling to concentrate, frequent worrying about school, or not taking part in activities that they normally would enjoy. And some sources of anxiety can come from the fear of the unknown. So for some kids, what's going to be most helpful is just really familiarizing them with certain things related to going back to school. Feelings about school may change day to day, so even if your child is excited about going back to school, it's okay and completely normal if all of a sudden they start to feel anxious. Parental expectations can also be a source of stress for students. Encouraging kids to do their best is one thing, but pressuring them to get all A's is a different story. Instead, support the things that they have an interest in and practice flexibility. If things don't go the way that they thought, it's going to increase their level of frustration. You don't want to set them up to have these rigid expectations about life or the school year.
So what can parents and caregivers do to help with the back-to-school transition?
Well, after a few months out of school, it can be difficult for all members of the family to adjust to their new daily routine, and this can especially be difficult on younger children. So get back to the school routine before school begins. To help minimize stress surrounding those first few days of school, look to establish a new wake-up, bedtime, and meal schedule in the week or two leading up to the first day back. Parents can also look for opportunities to provide additional comfort and stability to their child by attending back-to-school functions where they can meet their teachers and locate their classroom or locker. Other things that can help are driving the bus route or drop-off route with your child so they know what to expect. Encouraging your child to practice with things that they will be using on their own, like lunch containers or backpacks, and meeting up with other kids who go to their school so they are familiar faces. And while you might be tempted to provide that structure for your child, if you want them to successfully adapt to their new schedule, you should involve them in the process. So once you and your child or children have figured out a routine, make sure you post that routine throughout your home. That way, they have visual reminders of what they need to do and when, which can make it easier to get back in the swing of things when the time comes.
So, Lisa, why is it important to prepare to going back to school with children?
Well, while you may still be in the midst of your summer plans, it's not too early to start preparing for back to school, because children need time to readjust their sleep schedules after having more lax sleep schedules during the summer. Children thrive on routine and consistency, so creating a schedule now will help, along with mentally preparing your child, and that can help them feel excited, confident, and calm about the new year ahead.
So how do parents manage expectations for the school year then?
Well, now is a great time to start new habits and create schedules that will help everyone's physical and mental health. Start by thinking about the goals, schedules, and plans that you wish to implement this school year. Then work to communicate this with your child. Here are some topics to get that conversation started. Homework time. When should homework be started and completed daily? Morning routine. What does the morning before a school day look like? Will there be screens or no screens? What time do they have to leave the door to make it to school on time? Lunch and breakfast. Will there be lunches packed ahead of time, or will your children eat at the cafeteria? Is breakfast expected before the school day, or just a quick snack for the bus? And creating a sleep schedule. It is important to start preparing for back to school by focusing on the sleep schedule. Having a consistent bedtime and wake-up time is important for everyone's health, both physically and mentally. Start creating a sleep schedule at least 2 weeks before the first day of school. You can start with some of these tips for successfully creating a sleep schedule. The earlier you start, the better. Give your child some time to decompress before bed. Adjust bedtime and wake times by a half hour at a time each day. Avoid screens such as TV, tablets, phones, etc. at least 45 to 60 minutes before bed. Screens emit blue light, which causes our bodies to slow or stop the production of melatonin, which is the natural hormone that helps us fall asleep and stay asleep.
So, Lisa, how do parents start building a routine for back to school?
Well, there are some simple steps you can take to start building your back to school routine. While you're doing this, make sure you practice and review any changes in routine from last year. If your children are attending a new school, make time for a visit to the school, even if you could only stop by and see the outside. If your child is riding the bus for the first time this year or going to a new bus stop, make some time to visit the bus stop. Will they be walking to the bus stop? Practice the walk to the bus stop. Go over the before and after school care plan with your child and let them know what to expect. This will create stability and familiarity in their minds. Get in contact with your child's teacher. Print and post your child's school calendar to help everyone stay aware of important events and days off.
So, Lisa, how can parents mentally prepare their children for the school year?
Having conversations with your child and setting manageable expectations for the school year can help your child's mental wellness. These conversations can help diminish any anxieties or stress about going back to school. They can also set the stage for your child to share with you the things that may concern them about school, either now or in the future. Here are some ways to start the conversation and try keep it on an upbeat and light note. I'm excited for you to start school again. I can't wait to see all the new things you're going to learn this year. How are you feeling about starting school again? Remember to ask open-ended questions such as, can you tell me more about that? Or how did that make you feel? And continue to talk about feelings surrounding back to school and let them know that it is okay to feel more than one type of feeling. Thank them for sharing. Normalize their emotions and do not judge or dismiss what your child is sharing. Focus on what your child is telling you instead of what you want to say next. Then you can repeat back to what the child has said, which is called reflective listening. So to help keep up communication between parents and children is to do a daily check-in. Finding 5, 10, 15 minutes a day where you and your child are hanging out, maybe doing an activity together, but all of your screens are put away, the electronics are turned off, and you're asking a question or making a statement. For example, tell me about what you're thinking about for school. What's one positive and one negative from your day? Example.
Okay, good. Good stuff here. So how can parents help children that are dealing with negative feelings about back to school?
Well, if during your conversations about going back to school, your child happens to bring up something that can be considered negative, you can handle the discussion using these tips. Try to keep the conversation positive while naming, hearing, and understanding their feelings. See if they can identify the challenges that they had at school last year. Talk with your child about new solutions to their problems. Remind them that this is a new school year with a fresh start. Ask how you can support and encourage them this year. Set some one-on-one time at least 2 times a week to talk about school issues and their feelings. Be intentional about continuing the conversation throughout the school year.
All right, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Lisa Kuchemeister, a mental health therapist from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and talking about going back to school. Lisa, What are some factors that are impacting mental and emotional health of youth? I know that's a big subject to talk about.
Yes, it is. And students are facing several factors that can derail their confidence and self-esteem, especially throughout their adolescent and teenage years. Often they are dealing with conflicts within themselves, within their personal relationships, and with peers at school. They can also be experiencing academic struggles such as adjusting to a new grade level, testing anxiety, and future planning. Environmental factors such as the constant influence of social media, the pressure to engage in drugs and alcohol, the ongoing impact of COVID-19, and local and global violence can greatly impact a student's perception of themselves and the world around them. As we approach this new school year, I can't emphasize enough to regularly check in with your child and recommend positive actions that support their mental, emotional, and physical health. Encourage your kids to talk about their fears or how their day went, but don't badger them. It can be particularly stressful for students making the transition from elementary to middle school and then middle to high school. Children can often be nervous and hesitant as this is a new territory for them. In preparation for these bigger changes, establish open lines of communication with them surrounding their feelings of concern. Parents can use these conversations to reassure their child and focus on the exciting aspects of a new school and grade level. Anything you can do to prepare ahead of time is going to put their mind at ease and make them a little more comfortable on day one. One of the best ways to support and provide perspective to your student is through conversation. Parents should be present and initiate discussions with their students regularly. To be present when your kids get home, put your work aside, put your phone away, and concentrate on them. They may want alone time to decompress, and that's fine, but let them know that you're available at any time. By establishing routine conversation during dinner or other one-on-one time with each child, parents can bond with their child and are in a better position to recognize changes in their child's mood or behavior, including signs of increased stress, isolation, irritability, or aggression. Let them know that they can talk about that and anything else that's bothering them. Empathize with your kids. Listen to them and show them you understand. Validate their worries and concerns. In addition, encouraging opportunities for self-expression and involvement in social, educational, or athletic activities can help connect students to positive role models and supportive environments. Try set a regular routine to check in with your children to see how they're feeling.
Okay, thanks, Lisa. So how can people get a hold of you or where you're located at?
Yeah, I'm located at two area clinics. I'm at Johnson Memorial Health Services Clinic in Dawson on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And to schedule an appointment, call 320-769-4323. And I'm also at the Madison Healthcare Services Clinic on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And you can call 320-598-7551.
All right, real good, Lisa. A lot of information there, and boy, I'm glad I'm done going back to school. How about you?
Same.
Well, you went to school a lot longer than I did, college and everything. So, yeah. So thanks, Lisa, for coming in today and talking about emotional health and things you could do to help your kid to go back to school, right?
Yes. Yep. And thanks for having me, Paul. And I would like to wish everyone a happy new school year.
That's Lisa Kuchemeister, a mental health therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson and also Madison Healthcare Services. This has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.